Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
In today's program, we bring you an experience-sharing article entitled Understanding the Truth and Cultivating in DAFA, Going Out to Save Sentient Beings, by a Falun DAFA practitioner in Inner Mongolia, China. The English translation was published on the Minghui website on August 20th, 2022. I am 82 years old this year. I met a Falun DAFA practitioner who was clarifying the truth about DAFA on the streets in 2003. When she learned that I was in poor health, she told me that Falun DAFA is a highly virtuous cultivation system that is rooted in Buddhist tradition. She also told me that DAFA's master is here to save people. She said that as long as I sincerely believe that DAFA is good and recite, Falun DAFA is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. Frequently, DAFA's master would take care of me and I might recover from my illnesses. After returning home, I recited the phrases, Falun DAFA is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, that she taught me every day. Much to my surprise, I recovered from the illnesses that had been plaguing me for a long period of time, including gastric pain, insomnia, and cough. I felt very comfortable. At that time, as my husband had just passed away, I cried so much that I almost went blind. After reciting, Falun DAFA is good, my eyesight recovered and my mood also improved. I also told my children that I had met a really good person. After that, I met another DAFA practitioner in a park. She sold things nearby, and after telling her about my meeting with a DAFA practitioner a while before, she suggested that I come to her house to watch the lecture videos of the founder of Falun DAFA, Master Li Hongzhi. From that day on, I began my cultivation practice in DAFA. I joined a small FA study group in 2005. As I am illiterate, I just listened to practitioners read during the FA study session. After returning home, I would ask my children to teach me the words that I could not read. When my children were not around, I would even go to the streets to ask passersby for help. Some of the passersby whom I approached noticed that I was illiterate and were very moved. They said, I really did not expect that a person of such an old age still wants to learn how to read. Although I learned how to read a given word, I would forget how to read it after a few days. I begged Master in my heart to help me. I think Master saw my determination in wanting to study the Fa, and thus he empowered me. By 2006, I was finally able to read all the way through Dranfalun, the main book of Falun DAFA. Part 1, Going Out to Clarify the Truth and Save Sentient Beings. After joining the group FA study, I knew that Master requests DAFA practitioners to do the three things well. Therefore, I went out with practitioners to clarify the truth about DAFA and save sentient beings together. Because I am illiterate, when I go out to clarify the truth, I need to come up with ways to overcome my inability to read and write. When someone agrees to quit the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and its youth organizations, I hand them a paper and ask them to write down their names and the organization that they want to quit. Sometimes a person decides to cancel the name that they had written on the paper, but I would try to persuade them not to change their mind and continue to clarify the truth to them. Most of the time, they would go through with quitting the CCP. As I do not know how to ride a bicycle, I walk everywhere. When I go to the supermarket or to other shops, I clarify the truth about DAFA to the sales personnel and customers and encourage them to quit the CCP. When I meet strangers while walking on the street, be they young or old, I will clarify the truth to them. I can even persuade many primary school students to quit the Young Pioneers, one of the CCP's youth organizations, successfully. Most of the people who agreed to quit the CCP helped me to write down their names. Some of these people were really thankful. Of course, there are also people who do not agree to quit. Initially, my children were worried about my safety when they saw that, despite my advanced age, I still went everywhere to clarify the truth. They were worried that something bad might happen to me, and they were also worried about their jobs being affected due to the CCP's policy of implication. Therefore, I told them with righteous thoughts, "This has nothing to do with you, so you don't need to worry. Nothing bad will happen. I have Master protecting me, so what am I afraid of?" After so many years have passed, my children no longer worry or stop me from going out to clarify the truth. They all recite, "Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good," in their hearts, and have quit the CCP and its youth organizations. My children have also said, "Look, since my mother practices Falun Dafa, her health has been so good. She does not look like a person who is over 80 years old." When I go out to clarify the truth, people often ask me, "How old are you?" And I tell them that I'm over 80 years old. They do not believe me and think that I'm just over 60 years old. Part 2. Receiving Master's Protection. One day I went to a residential community to clarify the truth. A big motorbike drove past me very closely. Later, I told the young man, "I am a cultivator of Falun Dafa, so I have my master watching over me. If not for my master watching over me, if you were to bang into me, I would definitely not treat you kindly. Do remember to recite, 'Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good,' frequently, and that can keep you safe." Once I was buying some vegetables on the road when a minivan banged into me and the driver drove off. But then he realized he hit me, and he came back and took a look at me. I said to him, "You hit me." He quickly asked, "Oh, lady, how are you? Are you injured?" I replied, "I'm okay." The people who were around us heard that and were moved by my reaction. Some even said, "This old lady's bones are really strong. I heard a loud bang." Throughout all these years, I have offered incense to Master every morning after I send forth righteous thoughts. Then I koto to Master 9 times and say to Master's portrait, "Master, please empower this disciple and give her the wisdom to let me study the Fa well and save more people." I also want to say to Master, "Master, don't worry. I know what to do. With Master here, nothing bad will happen to me. It is because of Master's empowerment, protection, and care that I am here today. Thank you, Master." I would also like to take this opportunity to thank my fellow practitioners for their help in producing this cultivation article.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.